G'day legends, I'm Kat John. Welcome to the Real Raw Relatable Podcast. I'm an authenticity coach and keynote speaker who is here to help you powerfully manage the thoughts in your head so you can listen to your heart and focus on what matters. I'll be sharing how to do this through real guidance, raw truths, and relatable stories. Peeps, there's a few things that I want to bring to the podcast table today. One of them does involve a topic around animal cruelty and bestiality. So I just want to preface that if that is too uncomfortable for you, that's okay. But I will be mentioning some things that have disturbed me the last few weeks. And I guess what I'm doing about it, at least what I can do in my current power at the moment. If you're new to me and what I'm about and what I stand for and what I give my fucks to, one of the areas of my life that I do give my time, energy and life force to are the animals. And yes, my two beautiful fur babies, Bailey and Daisy, yes, them. But I'm also talking about farmed animals and how our current laws fail them and don't protect them because they are seen as a product and a commodity. And so therefore the conditions that they are permitted to live in, lives an interesting word, I'd say survive in, are pretty grim. And I'm sure you know this already from probably think reels that you see, documentaries that you may have watched. And I guess, you know, the way that I give my current fucks is I volunteer twice a month at Edgar's Mission, which is an animal sanctuary in Lancefield in Victoria. If you ever visit Australia and Melbourne, I encourage you to book a tour. It is a beautiful place. It's what I believe to be Disneyland for animals, just not on wild rides, but it's a happy place for them. And my way is to give back to them and to serve them and treat them with kindness. I don't eat animals, and that's been for some time now. I also contribute to Animals Australia, and I've actually put my hat in the ring to be on the board of Animals Australia. That's currently, as it stands, I'm unaware of if I have a seat at the table, but I have put my hand up, which I feel really uncomfortable about, to be honest. Uncomfortable from the sense of like, what do I have to offer? There are way smarter people than me out there. You know, what have I got to give? And so there's definitely those stories there. You know, I'm not old enough and I'm not experienced enough. But I really had to just reconcile in my mind and my heart that I give a fuck about animals. And if there is a way that I can use my voice for the voiceless, and also my platform and also this platform, then I do have something to contribute. So they are the current ways in which I practice giving a fuck about animals, and also sharing things on my Instagram about that, and with the events that I used to run, a certain portion would go to Edgar's Mission and Animals Australia. Anyway, of recent weeks, there has been a piggery in Victoria, Midland Bacon Piggery, and I am naming it so that in case you do eat meat, and I'm not here to slam you, slander that, or it's not about that. But I'm naming it because in case you do, the conditions of these pigs are, that they are kept in are not great. And of recent time, one of the pigs was sexually assaulted by the owner's son, a 30-year-old man. When I say sexually assaulted, I mean raped. While she was in her cage and pen and she couldn't get out. And look, as someone who, again, if you're new to this, as someone like myself, I have been sexually abused as a child. And I know what that is like when someone else abuses their power because of their own disturbances. How that's left to make someone feel. Now, I know pigs aren't humans, but pigs are fucking smart. They are smarter than dogs. And I've been around pigs and their true nature at a gizmission, and they are beautiful beings. They are beautiful beings that love, love, love kindness. They care for their little piglets, their babies. So to know, and I know that this goes on more than this one time, but I guess, you know, there's that old saying, right time, right place, right person, right opportunity. I feel like this is just the right moment, you know, that T intersection where I'm like, oh God, I've really got to stand up. I'm really willing to stand up and put my voice out there for the animals, more so than what I have. I actually, interestingly, I was walking down the beach with the dogs, and it's autumn here. We're changing into autumn, and I said to Autumn, dear Autumn, what are you encouraging in me? What are you encouraging for a shift in me? And I let the question be. And a few days later, these very simple words, to lead the way, came up. And it makes sense because in my relationship with Steve, there are certain things where I have been called to lead the way. In this particular scenario, with this pig named Olivia, I have been called to lead the way. And I'm not leading the way by any means. With this pig, Olivia, Dominion and changeorg.com, really pushing for things to shift for her. But Autumn is encouraging this shift. And so I'm listening. And I'm sharing this with you because, like I said, I'm not here to slam anyone for choosing to eat meat. It's just, I don't believe it's the way. I believe that just creates more fuck off, you bloody vegan, you know, go eat some more plants. It can create that. But what I am wanting to share here is that on the other end of your fork was a living being. And my question to you is to begin asking yourself, what life did they live? What life did they live? Did they live? Or was it purely survival? Were they at the hands of kindness, or were they at the hands of a system that saw them as literally piece of meat, money, and sent for slaughter? And look, I know that there are really beautiful farmers out there that farm ethically, and not just greenwashing ethically, but proper. So I'm not talking about them. And if that's you listening to this, I'm not talking about you, because I know that there are many farmers out there who love their animals, even though they are still sent for slaughter. They live. But a lot of them don't. And we're a growing population. and we are a demanding population. We are also a population that is of convenience. And you know, the power, it seems it doesn't sit with us, but in terms of our choices, it actually does. So for example, I don't eat meat, but my family do. And I have been looking at ways. I mean, I go to the butcher and I speak to them about where these animals have come from. Are they local? How did they live? Are they grass-fed or are they factory farmed? And it's a bougie butcher. And they get to live. They live in a certain way that is far better than factory farming. But you know, my heart still's like, but there's lamb here. Lambs are like tiny, you know. There's veal here. They never got to live with their mum. So, you know, that side of me just quietly says those thoughts to myself. But I have heard of this place and I'm in contact with them at the moment, and I'm not going to name them now because I don't know the experience yet. But I'm in contact with a farmer and I am speaking to them about directly purchasing meat from them. They are very transparent on their website about the conditions that the animals live in. You can actually go out to their farm and see how they do things, which I really like and I have requested. And this is, like I said, it's for my family, and I'm willing to do that work because I give a fuck about animal welfare. I give a fuck about the way a beautiful sentient being lives. And, you know, my family is all down for that because I'm doing the work. But then they kind of perk their ears up and they're like, oh, I'd be interested to come. I'd be interested to check that out, which is cool. And so that's something we can do. That's something we can do where we take our power, being money, away from products where animals are factory farmed, where they are farmed in mass production, they are confined, where often their babies are taken from them and they do not get to roam free. Now, we know at some level what that feels like when we don't get to roam free, when we are stuck and confined in a job that really isn't our jam, when we are stuck and confined in a relationship that really isn't for us, when we are stuck and confined in ways of thinking about life and ourself and what we're worth that really isn't conducive to our freedom and what's possible and what we can create. So I believe that there can be a level of empathy that we can extend to these animals because we know what it can feel like to be trapped, to be on a conveyor belt, to be a number, and to be part of a system that often says it's for us, but it's not. So, like I said, I bring this today because, I mean, you know my work. My work is around saving our fucks for the things that matter. And to each and every one of us, there are going to be different things that matter. Now, I also know that there are many things in the world that are taking place that are grim as fuck. This is simply one of the grim as fuck areas of life that I choose to give a fuck about, that I choose to give my voice to, and my care to. And like I said, I know that there are many others and there are people championing those other areas. And this is an important point because we can't be all over the problems of the world. Otherwise, we spread ourselves too thin. We become tired. We become burnt out. We become resentful of the world and how things aren't changing, and we can very easily give up. So I believe that it's important to, like, I give a fuck about our entire race and the environment and the animals. And wish I could wave my magic wand and have everyone do my work and my program and realize, like, where they're acting from is not actually their true authentic self. It's this version of them that feels they have to be, feels as though they have to be. But I'm a realist. Like, I'm a realist in that I know everyone's not going to be vegan. And that's why this episode is not dedicated to, here's 10 reasons why you should be vegan. This episode is here to ask you to give a fuck. One. By asking, what life did this animal live? What kind of life did this animal live? That in 3 bites will be in my tummy. But what did they endure? Did they have to endure anything? Did they get to feel the sun on their skin? Feel the breeze against their fur? Did they have a human's hand touch them with kindness, scratch their chin, scratch their ear, their belly? Or did they live in darkness, barely, if any, time seeing the light? Were they at the hand of a human who is disturbed, troubled, has a false sense of power and hurt the animal? That's what I am extending you to give a fuck about. And asking questions. Asking questions of where you buy your meat. If you do go to a butcher, ask. If you buy it from the big supermarkets, Google or first contact Animals Australia. This is if you live in Australia. And if you don't, you can do the same in your area, your region, and ask questions. And then look to see if you want to put your money there. If you want to continue contributing to an animal that has lived or an animal that has suffered. And this comes into our values. And this is the work that takes place in the Zero Fucks program, where this is how we start to realize what we do give a fuck about, what does matter, what is important, what am I willing to stand for, what am I not willing to stand for. And that's power. That's where you have power. And if you want to know more about power, then I urge you to read the book called Power by Kemi Nekfapil, a dear friend of mine, but an incredible author who literally has written a book called Power. She addresses some really important points in there, certainly points that have even got me thinking more deeply, considering more deeply, reflecting more deeply. And I love that. I love that because that just rearranges the way that I think, and that rearranges the way that I view the world and view others and myself. And then I get to choose again. I get to choose again, and that's power. You get to choose again. So at the bottom of this episode, there will be links. One will be a change.org link, which is a petition to release Olivia, the pig. At present, the director has said that she will be moved to another piggery, so removed from the one she's in, sent to another piggery, but still destined for slaughter through gas chamber. That's how pigs are currently allowed to be killed. Mass gassing. Whereas what is being requested is that she be surrendered into the care of a beautiful animal sanctuary. So that's that petition, putting pressure on the piggery, Midland Bacon Piggery. The second petition is to request stronger laws for animals against sexual assault, because although it may seem obvious to not do that, there are some laws that protect animals, but there are some laws that don't, where there can be loopholes and people can get away with things. That's for Victoria. So you might like to find your local, your region area of animal laws and sign some kind of petition. I'm sure there is one around. Again, if your fucks are there, then you'll find something. You will find something. Look, I was going to actually apologize for this being a bit of a somber episode, but I'm not going to apologize because I'm using my voice for Olivia in this case, animals who don't have a voice, and to remind you that you do have a lot of power in this. And that's a beautiful thing, to know that we do have power in our choices. And when I speak to Animals Australia, Edgar's Mission, PETA, PETA, about like what is the best approach, how can we change these laws? And they say, you know, while they do that work and they attempt to change legislation, the most powerful thing that people can do is change the way they shop, because that sends a message. That sends a message where we buy products, we buy meat that is properly raised, properly treated, and cared for. That sends a message where they go, oh shit, sales are down, this is happening, what's going on? Oh no, the public's blah, 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 blah. We got to change our tactics. So the power, we have a lot. We have a lot more than sometimes what we think. And I have to remind myself of this too, because I always think I'm never doing enough and I should be doing more and I need to be doing more. And I'm aware of that voice that can make me feel that way and then feel ashamed. But, you know, I then say, no. I need to have a cool, calm, collected approach to this. This is a long fucking game, right? This is a long game. And I won't let my heart be weighed down by that long game. I've played many long games before in my own life. And, you know, there's that saying that until we're all free, we're not free. And I guess this is where my own freedom that I have in my life is, of course, I extend that to my coaching clients to help them be free. And now, yeah, it's time to do some work for the animals. So that's my share today. Thanks, Treasures, for listening to today's episode of the Real Raw Relatable podcast. Today's episode was recorded on the traditional lands of the Boonwurrung people, and I pay my respects to their elders past, present, and emerging. If you have deep fucks to give, like the real proper kind of fucks you want to give, but at the moment they're being spent on many other areas in your life that are not conducive to a well-lived life, then please get in touch. I'd love to walk alongside you as you begin to place your time, energy, and life force into areas that really, really matter. Details on how to contact me are down in the show notes. Lots of love. I'll see you in your squeaky clean earballs next Monday. Peace be with you.